Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from the February 2018 issue of AJN. So this month in February, on the cover, we have what I think is one of the nicest photos we've had in a long time, showing a group of people practicing Tai Chi amidst the snowfall in Shenyang, China. Tai Chi, as many people may or may not know, is a gentle, low-impact form of exercise, and it promotes strength, balance, and flexibility. And it involves slow, meditative movements while focusing on breathing. And we have this on the cover because our original research this month, which is also a CE article, is on physical activity among Chinese-American immigrants with prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. We know that there's been an extensive study about the benefit of exercise for patients with type 2 diabetes, but this has not been studied among Chinese-American immigrants diagnosed with either prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And the authors of this mixed method study looked at this population's levels of exercise intensity, looking at the type of activities performed, as well as the barriers to such activity for this group. So it's a very interesting study, I think, that can provide some insights to other populations as well. Betsy, do you want to talk about our other CE?
Sure. We're doing a piece on managing sepsis and septic shock, which talks about current guidelines and definitions. This is the emphasis on septic shock and its and interventions have been have really paid off in the last few years in both the medical and nursing literature. So we're keeping up our focus on this, and this new article discusses recent updates to the Surviving Sepsis Campaign's treatment guidelines and especially the bundle interventions. The new definitions and predictive tools that were introduced in the Third International Consensus Definitions Conference or Committee. Those are also discussed here, and I found those particularly practical and helpful. There is a podcast with the author of this article, so please tune in on AJN Online to listen to that.
The one thing I learned is that when the patient is not doing well, think sepsis. That seems to be the overriding message. We also have a report from the Academic Progression in Nursing Initiative, Tina Girardi and colleagues, and this was a four-year initiative to identify and develop the most promising strategies for creating a more highly educated nursing workforce. As many of you may be aware, the Future of Nursing Report focused on increasing the number of BSN-prepared nurses to 80% by 2020. And there were several different initiatives highlighting how nurses could work or how community colleges could work with four-year colleges and how employers could work with community colleges really to make to facilitate nurses with associate degrees moving towards a baccalaureate degree. Some really innovative programs are highlighted here. Betsy, how about cultivating quality?
This month's Cultivating Quality is about a multidisciplinary QI initiative to improve OR ICU handovers, which is the new term instead of handoffs, which kind of suggests you hand it off and forget about it, whereas handovers has more to do with emphasizing that it continues to be a team effort. I think this is a really exciting article. It proves that the clinicians in the OR and the ICU can actually take the time to talk to each other. What they did is they got together and they set up a standardized handover process to help ensure safe patient transfer between the two units. And they collected data to show that the safety improvements and how well they were able to stick to the standardized process, and everybody agreed it was useful. This article has won our Nurse Faculty Scholar Mentored Writing Award for this year. So I wanted to point that out and also to say that if you are interested in entering into this competition for the new year, look for an ad about this in this month's AJN and also on our website. If you look at the Journal Information tab, you'll see information about the Nurse Faculty Scholar Mentored Writing Award.
Yes, that's an award that we're very pleased to be working on with scholars from the last cohort of the Robert Wood Johnson Faculty Nurse Scholars Program. And as Betsy pointed out, we do have information on the website and in print. And it does come with a $500 award to help offset travel to a meeting. We also, of course, have in the February AGN, we have an editorial which coincides with our AGN reports. The editorial is Nurses at the Bedside, Who Will Be Left to Care? And the AGN reports is on Nurses Pass the Baton, Exit Baby Boomers, and to Millennials. And both my editorial and the AGN reports kind of look at what's happening in terms of the future supply of nurses and where nurses are heading. The viewpoint is on involving nursing assistants in nursing home QI. We have news, of course, a new column update from the CDC, and this one is providing an update on opioid prescribing in the United States and the opioid epidemic. Policy and Politics looks at removing practice barriers for nurses, and we have another installment in our series with the AARP No Longer Home Alone initiative, this one on supporting family caregivers and helping them to care for aging skin. That has a video that really does a nice job. The video, again, is for the caregiver. So the article is for the nurse to read to understand the evidence and what key points you should emphasize for the caregiver, and then direct the caregiver to the article, to the video rather, and there's a tear out sheet that you can copy and give to caregivers. We have a Cochrane Corner on the effect of yoga on chronic non-specific low back pain. The profiles this month is a profile of the chief nurse at IBM. Who knew? And her name is Judy Murphy. And it's a very interesting a profile of how she got to where she is. We also have Best of the Blog, Journal Watch, and Drug Watch, and Reflections, which involves a story about a neonatal ICU nurse who made a lasting impression on a new mother. So we hope you will review the February issue of AJN, either in print or online or on the iPad, and let us know what you liked and what you'd like to see more of in AJN. So have a lovely February and happy Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yes, remember Valentine's Day mostly means remembering to love yourself. So take good care of yourself. Betsy Todd, clinical editor. Let's see, betsy.todd at walterskluwer.com.
And you can write to me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.